We're here looking at another question given to roughly 7,000 students in 2017 as their end-of-year exam question. And this is question 25. It's 7 marks. And it's to do with superconductors, the actual use of superconductors, or silicons, the general solid-state topic. It's a three-part question, and we're going to look at the answering of it using the basic question answering technique of reverse order synthetic answers. That's where you start answering a question from the back and see how well you go. Just a strategy. It's not a be all and end all. It's a good just, I think, reasonably good practice. Now let's read it. Part A for 2 marks is outline the contribution of the Braggs to the scientific understanding of materials. Part B is explain how the doping of pure silicon with boron changes its electrical properties. 2 marks. And for 3 marks is outline the reasons why superconductors are used on board maglev trains. Okay, so the first one is outline the contribution of the Braggs to the scientific understanding of materials. Starting with the scientific understanding of materials, materials were found to metals and semiconductors were found to be a regular array, lattice array of atoms or nuclei, which formed a regular pattern with regular spacing and a three-dimensional grid. The Braggs discovered this by shining X-rays at X-ray light at a crystal and inferring there was a regular array by looking at the scattered light, backscattered and the forward scattered light. Through it, this was went to destructive and destructive interference determined by the crystal spacing. And we'll just before we go too far, we'll read what is the sample answer. So there's 2 marks for outline the contribution and the sample answer which did it. And you can see it's forward answering. The Braggs aimed X-rays at materials and observed the diffraction patterns produced. This gave them information about the arrangement of spacing of atoms, gives us clues about the crystal structure of materials. Similar type of answer. Okay, explain how the doping of pure silicon with boron changes its electrical properties. Reverse answering. Electrical properties of a material that we're concerned is the resistance. That's the carriage of electrons through the material with applied electric field. Boron changes the electrical property of silicon by introducing holes to the valence band. Deck pave, if you remember. Donor electrons conduction band group 5, boron, which is positive acceptor layers on the valence band group 3, so it's boron. So this is a charge carrier. Now again, if we go, that's the answer which we can stop it there. We'll read the answer that they gave. Just look at it here. Sorry about this. Their answer is boron from group 3 contributes a positive hole to the lattice of silicon. This increases the conductivity of silicon as holes are more easily able to move through the lattice. This we'll take a little break here. This it goes to the point that a misconception that a lattice is full of electrons and a hole is a gap, and electron moves from into the hole, creating another gap. Well, yeah, this is true, but it's really got nothing to do with the quantum mechanical value of band diagrams. So your left to right is actually not a physical left to right inside a crystal space, but that's increased quantum numbers. Just the sheer existence of a hole means that there's an asymmetric electron, which so there's actually two occupancies for each individual point on your valence band. This is looking at it, you're looking at a two-dimensional projection of a three-dimensional surface, and so if you have a hole, there's actually two surfaces which you can see through. You'll have to watch the the YouTube video where I describe the full solid-state theory. So there's just a lack of understanding of the very basics of the solid-state theory and a substitution with the explanation of the band diagram. Actually, the actual physical hole in a diagram actually corresponds to a physical hole left by removing an electron from a lattice. That's a general misconception. I don't know how we deal with it, but this question here in the HSC has avoided going down that line. Okay, outline the reasons why superconductors are used on board maglev trains. So maglev trains have superconductors on board, just writing it in reverse, to generate a magnetic field which either repels against magnets in the track, or in the case of German trains, the magnetic fields are underneath the track, that the magnets curl over and actually lift the train up. There's sort of a huge number of geometries of maglev trains, varying, and different. Each country's got a slightly different different solutions. So the reasons why superconductors are, because they've got a sufficiently strong field and high strength to actually physically lift up a train, and the reason that you would have superconductors that are used on board a train is rather than using them, the superconductors in a different configuration on the track, you'd have to cool the entire length of the track. Let's just read their answer. So you have to actually go there for a full 3 marks. You have to get 2 reasons. And the answer here is superconductors allow for the production of strong magnetic fields that cause the train to levitate above the track. Well, yeah. Yes, your orientation. It's one step between the magnetic fields. The strong magnetic fields either attract to a simple iron and lift up the train, or repel against a magnet. The superconductors are light enough to be carried on board the train. The refrigeration units required to produce the superconductor properties must be carried on board the train rather than cooling the whole track in order to keep the energy consumption within practical limits. Okay, that's a bit of a strange answer. Outline for 3 marks, outlines reasons for the use of superconductors on a board a maglev train. If you get 2 marks, if you only outline one reason or identify reasons. So if you just were to identify a reason, so like weight and cooling, that would be identifying. To outline it, you have to have that entire story. And you get into the word outline by actually reverse reading. Of course, you have to read the whole sentence to know that you have to get to an outline or explain or outline. And then 1 mark is provide some relevant information that, say, magnetic fields are used to lift a track or something like that. It will get you 1 mark. And, of course, if you left the page completely blank with a dot, there'd be no non-attempt. Or if you didn't realise that the trains were actually levitated, you'd get no marks for that. Again, that's using the ROSA technique, and of course the ROSA technique is just an aid, and you still have to have the general knowledge of what you have to hit to or guide to with the actual verbal description. In this case, we had two outlines, an outline to explain an outline. An outline is actually have a sequence of A leads to B leads to C. So you technically, if you had words, it would be identifying, but if you had words connected by arrows and a therefore, that would actually be a outline. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on thinking, doing, and teaching science. Thanks for listening.